I'm telling you, man, it's gonna be a night in paradise. Hey, and Betty's folks are out of town, so you know it's gonna be the party of the year.
And Shirley, this soda ain't sweet enough.
Oh? Mm-mm.
Shirley, you coming to Betty's party?
Yeah, I think so.
You want me to get you a lift?
All right.
Good. There'll be a tow truck in front of your house at 7.
Hey, Dwayne. Diane Stewart just walked in.
Yeah? So what?
So aren't you gonna invite her to the party?
No, I'm not gonna invite her to the party. Why should I invite Diane Stewart to any party?
Because everybody knows how crazy you are about her.
I am not crazy about her.
Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne.
You're Dwayne, stupid.
I'm Dwayne, stupid.
Oh, Dwayne.
Oh, man, am I dumb. Am I dumb?
Now, if Roger needs me, the number's right here by the telephone. Now, dear, I want you to mind your brother. It's bad enough he has to miss that party, and he doesn't need any trouble from you.
Yes, Mama.
And stay out of that peanut butter jar. Your tongue's gonna stick to the roof of your mouth and never come down.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Roger.
What is that smell?
That's my new cologne, Brave Bull.
You'd have to be brave to walk around smelling like that.
Come on, Mama, how do I look?
Roger, dear, there's something I have to tell you.
Okay, but could you hurry up? Because I don't want to be late for the party.
Can I go to my room, Mama?
Well, of course, honey.
Good, because even though we fight, I like Roger. And I don't want to be here when you tell me he has to babysit and can't go to the party.
Babysit?
Uh-huh. And can't go to the party.
Oh, Mama, I can't stay in tonight, any night but tonight.
Oh, darling, I know how you feel. But I have to go to work tonight. We need the money. Now, please, bear with me and just do as you're told.
Yeah, Roger, just do as you are told.
Shut up before I beat you behind.
Now, be quiet, Roger.
Yeah, be quiet, Roger.
Shut up before I beat you behind. I'll be home about midnight. And if you need me for anything, Mrs. Hutton's number is right here by the phone. And remember, Roger, no more peanut butter for her. Now, you hear?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, honey.
Bye, Mama.
Bye, darling.
Gee, Raj, I sure am sorry you have to miss that really wonderful party and all that fun you're not gonna have.
Who said I'm gonna miss the party?
What do you mean?
I'll figure out something.
You heard what Mama said. You can't leave this house. If you do, I'm gonna run away. And Mama come home and find me gone and get hysterical. And call the police and have you sent to jail for life or longer. Then they'll do my life story on TV, and Cicely Tyson will play me as an old child.
Get out of my face.
Hey, Raj, how you doing?
Hey, Raj, what's happening?
Smells like it already happened.
You wearing Brave Bull? So am I.
Well, how come it smells different on you than it does on me?
You probably took a shower first.
Let's get going. Hey, what's the matter?
I can't go.
What?
I can't go.
Why not?
mama have to work tonight, so I got a brat sit.
Why didn't your mama hire a babysitter?
Now, what's the matter with you, Rerun? My mama can't afford to hire help. She is help.
Hey, Roz, maybe you can hire a babysitter. You got any money?
Hey, yeah, that's a great idea. Maybe all together we got enough for a babysitter.
I got a dollar.
Good. Now, who can we get for a dollar, huh? Wait.
All right, you guys go ahead, and no sense in all of us being late for the party, and I'll meet you there, okay?
Okay.
Oh, Raj, you're gonna be in big trouble. Mama told you not to go to that party.
Now, all Mama said was to look after you, Dee, and getting Millie to babysit covers that.
So you won't care if I call Mama and tell her?
Now, why would you want to do that?
Because you won't give me a quarter not to.
Here. Hi, Millie, come on in.
Brave bull. That really turns me on.
Hello, Dee, darling.
Hello.
Well, Millie, I have to run, so do you want me to pay you now or when I get back?
I wouldn't think of taking your money for looking after this little angel. Now, you go on and have a good time. Don't you worry about her.
Okay, bye, Millie.
Bye. Well, Dee, we said now go to have some fun. What do you want to do?
I like to have some peanut butter.
Okay, you go right ahead.
If you say so.
Then I just make myself comfortable here. And when you come back, I'll tell you one of your favorite stories. Well, maybe I'll tell you one of mine. Once upon a time...
Millie?
Dee, what is Millie doing here?
Making me eat peanut butter.
And where is your brother?
He gave me a quarter not to tell you that he went to the party.
So Roger went to the party and left Sleeping Beauty here to babysit, huh?
Uh-huh. How come you're home?
Well, I came back to get you so Roger can go to the party. Well, come on, go with me. I'll deal with him later.
Oh, does this mean I have to give him back his quarter?
Oh, of course not, honey. Save it for a get-well card for your brother's behind. Babysitter, indeed.
And they lived happily ever after.
Stop what?
Blowing in my ear.
I'm not blowing in your ear.
Oh, yeah? Well, who is blowing in my ear? Your brave bull?
Ah, you recognize it, huh?
I have a nose for bull.
Check that side, man, and tell me if everybody's dancing.
Yeah, it looks like everyone's dancing.
Then now the time is right for me to make my move.
With who?
The cake.
Hey, that's my kind of music. Hey, hold it.
are you not making time?
Oh, man, I feel weird. All the girls here are so much older than I am.
Hey, go to the bathroom, put on some of Mr. Wilson's cologne, then at least you'll smell older.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, man, this party is a drag. Hey, man, get it started. Do something.
All right, everybody. Now's the time for some quiet love music. Betty, you put on a record, and I'll put out a light.
Hey, what are you doing?
Well, if you're asking, then I probably ain't doing it.
Cut that out!
Is that you, Leroy?
Hey, Rob, what's the matter with you?
I'm sorry, man. I thought you were the Fletcher sisters. Yeah.
Hi, Daddy. Hi, Mom. What's going on here?
Yeah, and what you all doing here in the dog?
Good question. Hey, everybody, let's go outside and discuss it.
Not you, young lady. Now, I want you to go upstairs to your room. I want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to teach you how to do the bump.
I happen to be Betty's mother. Oh. Well, maybe you want a waltz?
Hey, why don't you waltz right out the door?
Man, what a lousy party.
And the worst of it is, I didn't even get to taste the cake.
Oh, everybody's asleep. Let me go upstairs. I'm gonna check on Dee. Be right there.
Man, Dwayne, that sure was dumb, asking Betty's mother to dance.
It ain't my fault she couldn't hustle.
Dee! Hey, Dee! Dee's missing. And everyone, go and check the kitchen.
Right.
Dwayne, look around outside.
Outside? Well, she wouldn't be outside.
Why not?
Because it's dark and she'd be scared to go out there alone.
No, she wouldn't.
Well, I would.
Well, go anyway.
All right. She's not out there.
She's not in the kitchen.
Millie? Millie, wake up. Millie D's gone.
Oh, what a shame.
Was it sudden?
Millie D's missing. She disappeared. Oh, wow, man, what am I gonna do now?
Call Ray. He'll know what to do.
Right, good. Call Ray. Ray will know. Operator, give me the police. Northeast Division.
All right, don't look so down, everybody. Just cool out. It's gonna be okay. Look, did she have any money with her?
Only the quarter I gave her.
How far can she go on a quarter?
Look, my experience is that when kids run away, they usually go someplace that they know.
The arcade. She knows the arcade.
All right, that's it. All right, Dwayne, you walk down to the arcade. Rerun. You run over to the soda place. Okay, and Raj, you check the bus station. Okay. Let's move. Okay. Dwayne, let's go.
I was just thinking, couldn't I stay here and guard the house?
No way, man. Look, Millie will be here in case Steve comes on back here. Now, come on, let's get going.
Uh-uh.
Say what?
I'm not going out there alone at night.
Don't tell me you're afraid, little brother.
All right, Raj, you tell him.
He's afraid.
Thank you, Raj.
All right, look, you guys just wait for me out in the car. I'll drive you all down, all right? And don't mess with the radio. Hello, is Mrs. Thomas there, Mabel Thomas? Oh, Mrs. Thomas. Hi, this is Ray Clemens. I hate to disturb you. I know you're working, but this is very important. It seems that Dee is missing, and I... Oh, she's with you, huh? I see. Oh, that's a great idea. What I'll do is
I'll... Come on, Ray. You're wasting time.
All right, Sergeant. Just hold the bloodhounds until I get back to you. Fine. All right, goodbye.
Bloodhounds? They're gonna use bloodhounds?
Just little ones.
With tea? She's not down at the soda shop.
Man, what took you so long?
They're having a special on the tuna plate. Where's Ray?
He took Millie home. He said he'd keep cruising the neighborhood.
That might be tea. It's okay. I'm safe now. Thanks for walking me back.
You asked someone to walk you back?
Yeah, well, it's dark and it's scary from, you know, between here and the arcade.
Yeah.
I told you it's okay.
Open the door, sucker. You forgot your doll.
Shirley walk you back?
Well, nobody's gonna try and mug Shirley.
Wait a second. Did you ask about Dee?
Oh, yeah. She hasn't been there, man.
Oh, man, where could she be? Shoot, if my mama come home and she's not here, she'll kill me.
Ray's probably gonna find her any minute now.
Yeah.
We sure all gonna have some fun, Mama.
This is true. Now, you stay right out here until I come out and get you, hear?
Give it to him good, Mama.
Hello, Mama. What are you doing home so early?
Well, I just came to looking on Dee before I run down to the store and get some milk and stuff.
She's fine. Bye.
Could you bring some donuts?
What are you two guys doing here? Didn't you go to the party?
No.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
No, fellas.
Yes and no. You see, we went to the party for a little while.
Yeah.
But without Raj, who didn't go, it wasn't much of a party anyway. So we came over to help our best friend, who didn't go to the party, babysit. Duane even brought Dee a present.
Yeah.
Nice. Show it to her.
Huh?
Aw, isn't that sweet?
Aw.
Well, goodbye.
Hey, hold on, fellas. Don't you want to go upstairs with me and see the expression on Dee's face when you give her this nice little doll?
Uh-uh.
And Roger, did Dee behave herself?
Did Dee behave herself? She went to bed right after you left.
And we haven't heard from her since.
Well, my little angel, I think I'm gonna go look for her.
Oh, no, Mama. You might wake her up in the middle of a dream.
That's right.
Oh, really? Well, what is she dreaming, Duane?
Huh? Oh. Oh, I think she's having a dream about a princess who kissed the frog.
And then?
And then? And then the frog turns into a prince.
And then?
And then? And then the prince says to the princess, "Don't you remember me from the warts?"
Fine. Well, I guess I'll go upstairs now.
Oh, Mama, I don't want you to make all those footsteps. I mean, you still got to go down to the corner for the milk.
And the donuts.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'll tell you what. I'll go and check on Dee. I'll be right back.
Okay. Now you stay right here.
What's that, Dee? You want some water? Anything for my little sister?
Hello, Dee. I can't hear you.
She said hello.
Well, give her a kiss for me, Roger. A bigger one. Now, come on down, Roger.
Okay, Mama. Good night, Dee.
Good night, Roger.
know something? You're a pain in the neck. Go to bed. Now, Roger, darling, give me your belt.
Sorry, Mama, these are my new pants. I'm not wearing one.
Hey, Mrs. Thomas, lose my...
Good Lord, rerun. I want to whip him, not hang him.
Who is that?
It's me, Mr. Wilson. I'm Betty's friend, Dwayne.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
How nice to see you again.
Dwayne, do you have any idea what time it is?
Gee, no, I don't have a watch. But you can call 555-3232.
Yes, Dwayne, yes. Look, if you come here to do the hustle with my wife, she's sound asleep upstairs.
But no. See, when I was here before, I used your bathroom and borrowed some of your cologne. And I think I left my ring in there, and I'd like to look.
Oh, Dwayne, could you wait till morning?
Okay.
No, Dwayne, come on. There you go. Okay. Now, if I find it, I'll save it for you, and I'll give it to you tomorrow, all right?
Gee, thanks. Remember, it's the little round thing with the hole in it.
Oh. Who was it, honey?
Nobody.
Are you coming up soon?
No, in a minute, dear. I think I have me some cake. Where my cake, man?